Test 82, Section 1, Question 1. Here, we're looking for the flaw in the argument, because it's vulnerable, and it says, my university recently enacted new penalties for drinking alcohol in on-campus student housing. So, new penalties for drinking on campus. But the university has attempted to curb on-campus drinking many times in the past, and these have never been successful. So, they've tried lots of things in the past, they haven't worked. Thus, these new penalties are bound to be just as effective. So it's saying we've tried things in the past that haven't worked, so whatever we try in the future won't work. That's a flaw. So it's just because it didn't, some of the other things didn't work doesn't mean that the current ones will not work either. So A fails to specify what new penalties they enacted. Well, it doesn't have to. Overlooks possibility many students did not drink on campus even before the new. Doesn't matter. Presumes that justification that students' preferred location is on campus. We don't have to assume that. Overlooks possibility new penalties are relevantly different from universities past. Okay, yeah, that's pretty good, because it could be that these are different. Fails consider whether the penalties will have any other positive consequences. We don't really care about those. And therefore, answer choice D is our correct one.